Fisher?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where are you? We're on the 1938.
On the 9th of what?
September. 1938.
That recorder gone?
Yes.
Tell people.
Now, who is that recorder?
That's my girlfriend from high school, my dearly girl.
Martha.
Martha Hubel was her name. And I was in love with her like teenagers get in love with a girlfriend.
These are the photos from my the album that you sent, 1975. Uh-huh. All the other ones I know who's on it. These are the ones I couldn't identify.
That's Martha Hubel.
Martha. Herbal?
Hubel. H-U-E-B-L-E. Hubel. Martha Hubel. My high school romantic friend. We were so in love. And then we found boyfriends and everything went to heck, you know? Okay.
Now, maybe you might recognize these ladies. I don't know.
This is my mother.
Yeah.
And I have no idea who the other two are. I really do not know.
Her girlfriend, right?
No.
Oh, lady friends.
Lady neighbors. Friends, yeah.
Could be
That's
anybody.
My mother. But
okay. 1952, so this is after you
left. After I left,
after
yeah.
Left.
Uh-huh.
This
yeah.
is somebody she knew. All right, don't worry about that one. How about this photo? It says something in the back, actually.
Oh, that's little Monica and my aunt Simon and my mother.
Who's Monica?
Monica, yeah. That's little Monica, my little adopted whatever she was. Her mother died, her dad died, and my mother kind of. And they are now, they took care of my mother until she died, mm-hmm. after she grew up and got married and got the house, and they took care of my mother when she grew up. She was born April 1st, 1941. That was little Monica's birthday, April 1st, 1941. Mm-hmm. She was born. You bet. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's it say on the back?
Summer 1949. From Agnes Brindle in Severing, whatever. So, 49, she had to be 8 years old, and that's about right.
Mm-hmm. She was real little when you left.
Yeah, she was just a baby. Mm-hmm.
What's your mother's name?
Simon was her last name. I'm trying to think. God Almighty, what was her first name? I can't remember. I can't. She was not a relative.
And who then was with her?
Well, my mother and grandmother. Just before her mother died. And her dad died. He was in a war and in a prison camp and came home and had something wrong with his lungs and died very shortly. Oh. Like in 47, he died, 46, and then her mother died too. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I can't remember these girls' names.
No. Would you remember
That's
the one
me there.
When?
Huh?
Approximately when? That was?
I know when that was taken, and it was the year before we graduated. I graduated in 43, so that had to be the fall of 42. No, I graduated in 44. Yeah, we graduated early. We graduated in February because they wanted to send us off to community services, and I think that was 1943. So that had to be 1943 in the spring. The spring of 1943, that had to be our graduation thing.
Right, which one's your mother?
I'll guess. You don't know?
He knows.
I
know.
It's easy.
It's not quite so easy.
Graduated what, though?
High school.
1944?
Well, it was actually 43.
43.
Mm-hmm. Can't figure me out, huh?
No, I don't know. Born in 25.
That's right there.
43.
Oh, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah. We've seen pictures. We know that hairdo.
Okay. You go by hairdo?
Good picture. No, I can tell by the eyebrows.
Is anything drooping out there for lack of water?
No, I don't think
so. You didn't notice good? Because I didn't water today. I did not water today. Okay, so now what next?
You need to start at the beginning.
What beginning?
This is your life. This is your life.
What beginning do I start?
Well,
from your earliest memory?
That you can remember. What was it like where you were growing up? Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Ottmann by Pernitz in Austria, over Österreich they call it, and my dad ran a paper mill, and the earliest memories I have from that time on was I must have been about 3 years old, and the first night they had a babysitter for me, and I didn't like her, and I wanted my mom and dad, and the woman would totally ignore me. I told her I had to go potty, and she said, don't, so I shit all over the crib and smeared it all over. I remember that. And then the next incident, I must have been 4 years old, they put me into nursery school, and I got expelled from nursery school because there was a little girl I did not like, and we had milk. We got milk for the lunch break. Hot milk, that was the thing over there. They gave you hot milk and a biscuit or something, or tea with lemon. And this little girl had milk, I had tea with lemon, and when she turned her face, I took the lemon and squeezed it in her milk, and it got sour, and they expelled me from nursery school. I was gone. And then I remember the same time, I was told not to run out into the meadow, and I did, and I went into a bed of nettles, in my little summer shorties and nothing else much on, and I was blisters from head to toe, and I almost died from that, my mother told me, because I was just burned all over my body with this stuff. So that is a memory. I just remember the horrible itching, and that's all I can remember, and the stuff they put me into a tub, one of those sink tubs with buttermilk, and slathered that buttermilk all over me. That was the only thing that kind of took the sting out of it.
Somebody wasn't looking, you squeezed the lemon
in there.
Yeah, I squeezed the lemon in her milk because I knew it would spoil the milk. And when she drank it, she screamed. And then they called my mother and said, take her out and don't bring her back. She's all done. We don't need that kind of stuff around here. And then the gypsies came to town. And you should tell that to Jim, Dimitri. I was fascinated by these gypsies. They were up on the hill. And everybody says, don't go near the gypsies because they will take you away and they'll sell you to the circus or whatever. They do with little girls. And I was cute. I had blonde hair and I was a pretty little girl. And this old gypsy lady liked me. And I followed her.